Why don't youth take part in Passover services? When we examine the Bible, we find that observing this important festival was for those who had entered into a covenant relationship with God. Under the Old Covenant, the symbol of having entered into this solemn agreement with God was circumcision of the males. Baby boys were circumcised when they were 8 days old, and thus the entire family, assuming all the males over 8 days of age were circumcised, was eligible to partake of the Passover, a festival that pointed toward Christ's coming crucifixion. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. If a new family wanted to observe this festival, their males had to first be circumcised. See Exodus chapter 12, verse 48. Under the new covenant, Paul taught that circumcision is a matter of the heart, spiritual and not literal. Romans chapter 2, verse 29. Under the new covenant, entering into a covenant relationship with God occurs when a person's heart is convicted to repent of his or her sins, and he or she is baptized and receives the Holy Spirit. See Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. When we receive God's Holy Spirit via this process, we then belong to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. We have entered into a covenant relationship with Him. When young people mature and undergo heartfelt repentance and baptism, they enter into a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ and are then ready to observe the Passover, an annual reminder of this covenant. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. If you are a young person not yet baptized, why not ask a minister if you can come watch the Passover service without participating to learn more about this solemn observance? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.